One of Newton's laws of motion states that to every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Of course, some of us may or may not understand that law, but that is not where I'm trying to go this morning. I have found out that just as Newton's law states that to every action there is an equal and opposite reaction, I found out that there is a similar law in the spiritual realm that we must understand if we are going to live in victory. This law is, for every spiritual action or activity, there is an equal and opposite, somebody say opposite, opposite reaction or response. In other words, when God moves, when the Holy Spirit descends, there is an equal and opposite reaction from the devil. Someone can testify that when you have experienced a great spiritual outpouring, when the anointing falls, that God uses you or communes with you in a special way, when the Spirit lifts, you are sure to encounter negative forces that seek to break the connection and undo the action that has been done in the spirit realm. Am I talking to myself today? Church, I have found out that it is after the Spirit has been high and after there has been a show of divine visitation, it is inevitable that powers and principalities and roaring lions will show up to pull us down, to downplay the experience, and to steal our identity in Christ Jesus after you have shouted the hardest, after you have worshiped the longest, after the fast ends, after you have played the instrument under the anointing or sung in the spirit or danced down the glory. There will inevitably be an opposite reaction, and the attacks from opposing spiritual forces will be great. Tell somebody, you better wake up and get this. Whenever the Holy Spirit sweeps through a service or sweeps through your life, oh, I'm here to tell you this morning, Alan, you can always expect a sandstorm or a dump truck to come and dirty the territory in which the Lord has moved. Oh, yes, after the Holy Spirit, someone from the past will come to proposition you, or an enemy will attack you, or like Elijah, depression will come upon you. Anger and forgiveness will sweep over you after the Lord has used you to prophesy or lay hands on somebody. You'll go home and a husband will wound you, or a wife will pick a fight with you, or a child will provoke you. A co-worker will antagonize you. A family member will annoy you. Crazy thoughts will confuse you. Ungodly sexual desire will distract you to every spiritual action. There is an equal and opposite reaction. This is the principle that I see operative throughout the biblical text, and certainly in the story of James and John that we read today. You see, Peter and John were just a few days out of the upper room where they had seen cloven tongues of fire descend upon those who were gathered there. Peter had just preached under a strong anointing. And the Bible says that 3,000 were added to the kingdom on that day. And then most recently, as I said, the Lord had used them to heal a crippled beggar who was lying at the temple gate. So you see, the Spirit was moving all around, and the whole area was in an uproar. To some, these men represented a new and dynamic move in the land that was turning the world upside down. The Bible says that just after the crippled beggar had been restored and had gone into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God, a crowd, somebody say a crowd gathered to witness this miracle. The crowd who had witnessed the miracle, they gathered and they were filled, the Bible says, with wonder and amazement. It seems that in the eyes of the crowd, because God had used Peter and John, they were now trying to make John and Peter celebrities. Somebody say celebrities. Did I say that to every spiritual action, there is an equal and opposite carnal reaction? Amen. And you see what happens here is that after God had moved, the reaction was the temptation to exalt self. See, we must remember that a strong anointing and a heavy spiritual manifestation, especially if you are a singer or if you are a dancer or if you are a preacher, or maybe you were the one that God used to speak a word into somebody's life. After there is a heavy spiritual manifestation, I tell you, that thing will make others lift you up, and they will start trying to view you as a celebrity or a human wonder. Experience of spirit outpouring or deliverance from a bad situation can get hold to some folk in the pew. A spirit can get hold of some folk in the pew and make you think that you are a wonder and that you have it all together because God delivered you out of your mess. And before you know it, you'll be sitting back with a spirit of spiritual arrogance, and won't anybody be able. But see, those who truly understand the dynamics of Holy Spirit encounter, you will not dare take credit for what the Lord does. Nor would you even think about allowing people to lift you up to celebrity status. Don't you understand that the only superstar in the kingdom is Jesus Christ? And if you are truly filled with the Spirit, I don't care how the Lord uses you, you will not allow anybody to make you an icon, or you will not think of yourself as a big shot, but rather, Lord, have mercy when you think of who you are and where you came from and how God uses you anyway. You will be filled with awe and humility, knowing that I cannot take credit for this. I can't take credit for this. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to the Lord. You will not allow anybody to exalt you inappropriately for what the Lord has done. Oh, I need you to pray for me. I'm not mad at anybody. I just hear the Lord speaking this morning. This is the first message that Peter conveys when he encounters the star-great gazing crowd. He chastises the people for giving them too much credit for the miracle. This is what he says: why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we made this man walk? Oh no!